acting. You could be a general in the army.
Sophie had laughed politely and shaken his hand, and wondered if his comment had anything to do with her forgetting to wax her top lip the previous evening, and walked him to the lift.
That was called flirting,
Cal had informed her as she got back to her desk.
Cal, Sophie had warned him, he wasn't flirting, and even if he was, which he wasn't, I wouldn't date him because he is my client.
You're a party planner, not a lawyer, Cal had said. I don't think it's against the rules.
It's against my rules, Sophie had retorted.
Everything's against your rules, Cal had told her.
The trouble was that Sophie was not good at working out if a man was attracted to her. In fact, she was terrible at it, so mostly she didn't bother trying to think about it. But as soon as Cal had told her so bluntly that even she could understand it, that he thought Jake liked her, she couldn't stop speculating about whether he was right. It was like part of a crossword puzzle that she could not solve. Since that moment, Sophie had tried to push any thought of whether or not Jake Flynn had been flirting with her to the back of her mind, except occasionally while dozing off in the bath or lying in bed on a Sunday morning. Then she couldn't help but dwell on the fact that Jake Flynn was very handsome in a proper square-jawed sort of way. And he was dreadfully polite and, Sophie noticed, had very fresh breath. But it would be disastrous to mistake good manners and good dental hygiene for attraction. She would never live it down. Also, Sophie thought it would be a really terrible idea to go out with Jake, her most important client. He really was out of bounds, which made him all the more intriguing. Not because Sophie was the kind of woman to throw caution to the wind and embark on an ill-advised affair with reckless abandon, but because she preferred her love interests to be off limits. It was much safer and far less time-consuming. A good 5 seconds had passed between since Jake had asked her out to lunch later that morning. Sophie did a split-second review of the available facts. The party was planned, the date was set, and all the arrangements were made. There was more or less no reason for Jake Flynn to be in touch with Sophie now until just before the party itself, and that wasn't for nearly a month. Still, Sophie could not decide what kind of lunch Jake was asking her out on. But either way, she realised in a moment of clarity she was going to have to say yes.
"Sorry, Jake," she said, efficiently covering the pause. "I was just looking at my diary, and there's nothing in at 12, so... Oh, hang on. What's this?"
The initials T.A. had been penned into the 12 o'clock slot in purple ink. That wasn't Cal. He was far too organised to deface her diary in such a slapdash way. That was her executive trainee, Lisa. Sophie sighed. There were no other details, just the letters T.A. written in round, girlish letters. How many times did Sophie have to remind Lisa to ask Cal to put any new entries in her diary? The trouble was that Lisa was scared of Cal, and even though technically he was her P.A. too, she would rather tear out her eyes with rusty nails than ask him to do anything for her.
"Well, whatever it is, it can be moved," Sophie said, feeling uncharacteristically capricious for a second before feeling her stomach muscles clench and hoping that it wasn't something desperately important that might secure her the promotion she was working toward. It couldn't be that important, she told herself. If it was that important, even Lisa would have brought it to her attention.
"Great!" Jake said the word on an outward breath. "Okay, if I swing by and pick you up at 12?
"Oh, well, you don't have to do that, Jake," Sophie began before pausing to...